Christ, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to lead us as his children living in this world, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, is a portion of the epistle lesson this morning. The first portion, verses 29 to 31 of Paul's letter, first letter to the Corinthian church at the 7th chapter. And here Paul writes, "What I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as they had none. Those who mourn as if they did not. Those who are happy as though they were not. Those who buy something as if they were not theirs to keep. Those who use things of the world as if not engrossed in them. For this world in its present form is passing away." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. And I want you to think about that life that you live. And I want you to think about this afternoon. Because there's two games. Four teams are involved. There's the Green Bay Packers and the Tampa Bay Bucks, and in the second game is the Kansas City Chiefs against the Buffalo Bills. Now, as you think about that game, I want you to think about the end of the half and the end of the game. There's the 2 minute warning that is given to the teams. During those 2 minutes, whether it's the end of the half or whether it's the end of the game, you see teams are hurrying. They're busting their butts because they want to either score or they want to prevent a score from happening in those 2 minutes. 2 minute warning, 2 minute drill. I want you to think about your spiritual life. And I want you to think about that now we are in the 2 minute drill. Okay? I want you to think about that as you think about your life. As Paul says, the time is short. We are reminded about how time is really short. All we have to do is put up our hands to our faces, and what do we feel? We feel a mask. And we're told that if we don't wear a mask and don't social distance, the spread of this virus is going to continue. And you've already seen each and every day, if you've tuned into CNN or other news shows, that up in the corner there, they have a rolling calculator of how many are infected and how many have died. The time is short. We can take this pandemic as an example of how time is short, and we can apply it to our very lives. And the Apostle Paul is encouraging us to do something else. In this time that is short, we need to be about the Lord's work. And we need to have the Lord's word in our lives. Each and every day. Not just on Sunday morning. Not just during midweek services, but every single day of our lives. You say, "Wait, Pastor, you know, when I get up, I've got this routine, you know. I shut off the alarm clock, I get up, I make the coffee, we have the breakfast, and I'm off to work." Or any other kind of occupation, or job, or tasks. So how can I find the time? It only takes a few minutes to get into the Lord's Word. It only takes 5-10 minutes. You open up the portals of prayer, it's got a little guide on the top of what you read. And oh, by the way, if you're reading this month's portals of prayer, the man who wrote it is a classmate of mine. Graduated from the seminary, went on to medical school. Jonathan, it's amazing his writing of using Luke as his basis for meditations. So God is asking us to be in his word, because this is the time of our lives. The time is short. All we have to do is look out the window, look at our world, and we can see the time is short. We notice that in our lives as well. Whether it's things that happen to our bodies, and it reminded me 4 years ago that I was diagnosed with shingles. At the time, I felt very active as an active pastor serving two congregations. Having the shingles hastened my retirement. And yet, I still found time for God's Word. We get the strength for our lives through His Word. In Psalm 46, the psalmist begins by saying, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Isaiah says, do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you my name, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. In the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And husbands and wives, you remember the vows that you took at your marriage? For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. You are anticipating trouble when you make those vows. When we stood before the Lord and made a confession, a vow at our confirmation, we were making a vow. We were anticipating trouble. We were anticipating the time when we would be called before the Lord and before others to tell them about God and about Jesus. So Paul is saying, be aware that the time is short. And we're encouraged to put ourselves in God's hands. We try to fight our battles on our own. We try to fight the complex on our own. The Apostle Peter says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And then Jesus says, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. When's the last time we threw ourselves into Jesus' hands? When's the last time we threw ourselves into God's hands and said, God, you know, I can't do this. I need you to do it. When was the last time we tried to do everything on our own? But Paul says, be aware of the last times. Beware that this time is short. So we're to live in and through the time that God has given us. Have you ever thought about that time? Ever thought about, you know, what happens in a 24-hour period of time? There are certain days that I have something planned, and I'm really nervous about it. And I keep saying, well, you know what, in 24 hours it's going to be over with. You know, in 16 hours it's going to be over with. And all of a sudden it's over with. We put ourselves in God's hands. And He uses us. He uses each and every one of us. In my other very, 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 very part-time job as helping out with the funeral home, Flagler Funeral Home in Lake City, I helped with a funeral this last Friday. And a thought occurred to me as the young man got up and he was doing this eulogy and he was going through all of these things that they remembered about Dad and Grandpa. And I started thinking, why didn't these people say that to him while he was still living, when they had time? We don't usually do that. We don't usually tell people about different things, whether we love them or not. And it happened to me When my father was going through I Can Cope classes a number of years ago when he was diagnosed with cancer, I got them to go to one I Can Cope class. They put the caregivers and family members in one circle, and they put the cancer patients in another circle. And they gave us a sheet of paper that said on there, if I could change one thing, I would. And then we had to go around to each one. And each one read what they would change. It came to me, I was sitting next to my mother. I took a deep breath and I said, if I could change one thing, I would change to say, I love you, at the end of conversations. My mother looked at me and she says, you know, we haven't done that. From that time forth, we said, I love you, at the end of every conversation. And it's unique, too, is that when I'm sitting in front of people and they have a conversation with their wife or their husband, they'll usually say, me too. They won't say, I love you. Please do that, because that's the Lord working through you to touch another person, to touch them with that word of love and care and compassion. Because God uses us. God uses what He has given us. He's given us abilities and talents to use on His behalf to reach out and touch someone else. To this day, I regret one thing in the last few years. I regret not going to a funeral in Duluth and touching the person and speaking to one of my best friends, Scott. A year ago this last December, Scott gave up his life and is now living with the Lord. I wasn't able to talk to him. That's the one thing I regret. May you not regret saying something to someone else and being a help and comfort with those around you. Remember the four games today, or two games, excuse me, four teams. Remember the 2-minute drill. Remember the 2-minute warning. Remember that you are living during that time, because time is very, very short, and yet the Lord is using you in this place with the words that He gives you. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you're able to use to touch someone else's life. In Christ's holy name, amen.